Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Do you have a favorite scripture or a favorite Bible story? This month, our writers are sharing reflections on their favorite lessons and passages from the Bible. We hope their words might inspire you to reflect on your own favorite scripture message. And we'd love to hear from you if you would be willing to share. You can reach us at podcasts@firstchurch.org. That's podcasts@1sthurch.org. Today's reflection is written and read by Lisa Blackwood. When we pray. Today's scripture is found in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 6. The New Living Translation says, "But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father who sees everything will reward you." For today, I would like to also reference this scripture as presented by the Message. This scripture, written by Matthew, one of the disciples, says, "Here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role-play before God. Just be there as simply and honestly as you can manage. The focus will shift from you to God, and you will begin to sense His grace." Well, wow. In our world, finding a quiet, secluded place may be difficult. Even if we live alone, our phones beckon us to engage and interact with someone, actually anyone. Quiet is an elusive goal. Being there, being present, and I love what he says, as simply and honestly as you can manage. Being present, fully present, is also something we aren't really good at living out. But the reward is the real blessing. The focus will shift to God, and we will experience His grace just by praying. Prayer is a very important part of our faith journey. In fact, prayer is mentioned in the Bible more than 650 times, as well as 25 instances of Jesus praying during His earthly ministry. Prayer is a form of communication with God. That communication goes both ways. We are to communicate with God, sharing our needs and also our praise for His glory and goodness. My earliest memories of prayer are found in my early childhood. My dad would come to say bedtime prayers with me, just the two of us in my room. I treasured that time alone with him. In those quiet moments, I shared with him and God my fears and joys. Even more, though, I remember the vacations my brothers and I spent with my grandparents each summer. We had the best days going to the beach, swimming in the pool, making new friends, and sharing in family games. When nighttime came and all three of us kids were nestled in our beds and the cottage was quiet, my grandparents, exhausted I'm sure, went to their room to prepare for bed. Their bedroom was just across the hallway from mine. I heard sounds and just had to see what was going on. As I entered their doorway, I froze. They were each on their knees by their own side of the bed, heads bowed and hands folded, praying. I simply was mesmerized. I listened and watched as they fervently prayed for their children, grandchildren, friends, work, and more. As I think about it now, I am amazed and impressed that their knees held out for the 30 minutes or so they spent on this nightly ritual. After the first night I witnessed this meaningful time, I tried to watch each night. Sometimes I couldn't remain awake, but over the 2 weeks we shared each summer, I was often a silent witness. In a way, their prayers became a part of me. So yes, they found a quiet place where they could share their hearts with God, blessings and concerns. I know with all my heart He saw and heard them. Their focus was truly on God. Growing up, and later with my own children, we did pray before meals, have a nighttime prayer ritual, and special prayers at family gatherings. However, these nightly prayers, so important to my grandparents, have always stuck with me. They were simple and from their hearts. My prayer life might not be as reliable as theirs, Sometimes it's even chaotic, but I know how important it really is to yearn for God and to pray. My friends will tell you that I often send up error prayers, simple, and sometimes only a sentence or two for them as I pass their house or see them driving, even when they just pop up in my thoughts. Who among us does not want to be lifted in prayer? I pray for health, safety, peace, success, or a special need if I'm aware. I find myself praying each morning as I walk. Prayer is a continual conversation with God. We find ourselves praying in ordinary situations, irritating or depressing moments, yes, but also in the most wonderful, joyful, and blissful moments. Each of us should find some time every day to be alone with God, shutting out all other thoughts and sounds, taking time to pray and listen. This practice will draw us closer to Him and to His will for our lives. Prayer is our way of not only asking about our needs, but most importantly, for praising God, acknowledging His glory and goodness. Seek your quiet moment and spend some time with God this day and every day. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful God, we come to You to express our gratitude for the many ways You have blessed our lives. We thank You for those who have shared their faith and examples of communicating with You. Help us remember You love us, accept us, are waiting for us to reach out, and You see us. Guide us as we focus on You and recognize Your grace. Be with us now and always. In the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, we humbly pray. Amen.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.